other people. Because if a logical person looks at someone who is giving everything to other people, then he's ruining his future, he's ruining his life, and complications like that. Yes?
Last time you used the word ruin and flourishing, and I think that gives it
nice. Yeah, but for the ruin before this, it was talking about the viran, not the kharab. Here he chose to use the other word. Yes?
This devotee of guile pretends to be perfectly satisfied. By God, he is worse than all the greedy together. From greediness he eats clays, date syrup. Oh, friends, do not entrust the sheep's tail to the bear. He is boasting of the king and the king's hand in order that he may lead us astray, simple-minded as we are.
Is this familiar to you? When you're talking about somebody who doesn't believe in a spirituality, right? Then let's say you do that famous mistake that you will tell that fellow that, no, I believe in a spirituality, I know this Sharif Baba. What will he say? Give me a break. See? At the end of the day, he's a guy like us. He's trying to benefit. He's trying to have this. Is there an end to that judgment? There is always that judgment. Means you could look at this two different ways. One is self-centerishly thinking. If you're self-centered and you're intelligent, you don't believe in goodness. Everything is made for a purpose and everybody is looking for power and money and blah blah, right? When they will show you someone who doesn't do this, he looks stupid, crazy to you. You will understand the quality only if you don't belong to those doubtful people. You believe in goodness, so you will see the goodness. You will find it. The owls, they don't believe the falcon. Why? Because they don't know what the light is. They don't know what the hand of the king feels sitting down over there. Because they are realistic and naturalistic, right? Then, something interesting, yes? How now the combination. So then you can say, excuse me, in one hand you talk about this heart, I don't know, God, Holy Spirit, and in another hand you show me a man or a woman. Well, this is comparable because, give me a break, this is the monkey. This, yes, that thought is symbolic. Yes, there could be in the story somebody will give his life for love of a girl. That's stupid. It didn't happen. Yes, it's nice. I have seen Romeo and Juliet. Normally it doesn't happen. Could you prove it to that fellow? No, because that fellow has chosen to deny it. Could you prove love to a denier of love? You cannot. Yes?
How indeed should a petty bird be the congener of the king? Do not listen to him if you have a little understanding. Is he the
king? It's not understanding, it's apple. If you have a little bit apple.
Is he the king's or the vizier's congener? Is garlic at all suitable to baklava? His saying from deceit and feint and artifice, the king with his retinue is searching after me. Here's an absurd, mad, unacceptable, melancholy idea for you. Here's a vain boast and a snare to catch blockheads. Anyone who believes this, it is because of foolishness. How is a slender little bird fit for royalty? If the smallest owl should strike at his brain, where is assistance for him from the king?
Yeah. Go through these. After tonight, really go through these lines. You will hear a fantastic coverage of all doubters, because they have a lot to say. He brings it all, because these the owls, is representative of those lost minds to him. The fellow who are deeply in materialistic life, and they don't believe beyond the logic, because they try to be logical. We put it all together. I mean, if there are some vague points, dig a little bit further in the words that he is using very cleverly. He put them all together, and interestingly, he didn't make a conversation between this falcon and owl. They talk to each other, but it's not the conversation. They said all this and this, but they didn't say it. Rumi said it like an advice that a man is talking to another fellow, not like the birds. Here, the falcon will answer. Yes.
The falcon said, if a single feather of mine be broken, the king of kings will uproot the owlry. What is an owl? Even if a falcon vex my heart and maltreat me, the king will heap up in every lowland and highland hundreds of thousands of stacks of falcon's heads.
Remember, all these beliefs belongs to a falcon who is lost, who is fallen in the nest of the owls, but he doesn't lose the faith. He believes that the king likes me because I know I'm the instrument over there. Yes?
His favor keeps watch over me. Wherever I go, the king is behind. My imagination is abiding in the king's heart. Sick the king's heart without my image.
Oh, it's not image, all our khiyal, that word which is...
Imagination.
Yes, imagination, is, I believe, is the best translation to English. And by repetition, you will get it, what he means. Yes?
When the king
because it's the imagination and it's the image. Don't forget, the image is there. Remember the image? Or you don't?
I don't know which.
Go back to imagination. Where do you remember it? Imagination? Ah. Book 2, paragraph 1. Last part of it. Remember, it's a long paragraph. And I cut it. I said, somewhere he will cut the conversation and he say, the imagination of my beloved is like Khalil. It looks like an idol, but in reality, it will break the idols and stuff like that, right? Then what? The conversation went on. He said, there are two images of me. One is the image that Satan is drawing, which is the greedy animal in here. The other one is my attraction to the beauty. That's a beautiful image. Therefore, I prefer that. When here he will say the khiyal, he will refer to that complicated stuff in his mind, which is the imagination of the beauty, the image of the beauty. Yes?
When the king bids me fly in his way, I fly up to the heart's zenith, like his beams. I fly as a moon and a sun. I tear the curtains of the skies. The light of intellect is from my thought. The bursting forth of heaven is from my original nature. I am a falcon, and the huma becomes lost in amazement at me. Who is an owl that it should know my secret?
What does this mean? A very good brag, but what is that? I'm a falcon, and yet the huma become lost in amazement at me. Means what? First of all, huma. Huma is Persian word for phoenix. That final bird means the final thought, which is the sister of Simurgh. Remember Simurgh. Simurgh, which is not phoenix, which is that ideal bird, is 30 bird. The name is 30 bird, and we play a lot with it, right? Here he will choose Huma. And he say Huma, which is that phoenix, that lovely one, even that one is bewildered by looking at me. The owl cannot understand me, because I'm the falcon, I sit on the hand of the king, and I hunt the truth for the king. That's what I am. Even that fantastic bird look tight or look up to me. Yes?
For my sake, the king conceived of the prison and set free hundreds of thousands of those in bondage. He made me familiar with the owls for a moment, and by means of my breath, he made the owls falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, happy the owl that in my flight had the good fortune to apprehend my mystery. Cling to me that you may become exultant, you may become royal falcons, although you are owls.
Here he uses, played with the word very lovely, because in Persian language, the king is Shah or Shah, okay? And it could be found in front of some words. For example, Shahbaz. Baz means falcon. Shahbaz means the king of the falcons, but there is no king of the falcons. Means the best quality in the falcon. But it belongs to the king, because you don't call it falcon. You start with the name of the king and things like that. So all these brag for what? For this, that, listen, look around you. In your real life, there are so many owls. Because this is the darkness, we are living in the night, there are so many owls. Then, there are some falcons here. By consequences, they are here. Right? What do they do here? They try to save the owls. They are here for that. Do you remember in last speech you said, even if I'm very bad, in a bad situation, I accept it because you put it me there, so I was supposed to be there. I accept it as faith. Here is the example. The owl is blinded, is put here to explain to these, you owls, hang on me, because just one me is enough to save all of you. If you hang on me, I will save you. Yes?
He that is dear to such a king, wherever he lands, why should he be a stranger?
He's a stranger. He is a stranger. Because he's a strange. And we are all a strange in a way. But who is the real strange one? The one who walks opposite direction of logic, isn't it? All these fellows we were talking about, they are like that. So in a way, they are a strange. Somewhere else you would say, there is no stranger than the strange Shams in this universe, because they are the essence of strangeness. That's the Qarib. And we'll come back to that word later. Yes?
There are exceptions.
Yes, there are exceptions.
Anyone for whose pain the king is a remedy, though he wail like the nay, he is not without plenty. I am the owner of the kingdom. I am not a sycophant. The king is beating the falcon drum for me from the shore.
Mm-hmm.
My falcon drum is the call, return. God is my witness in despite
Adversary.
Adversary. Yeah.